Shir number 3, we're continuing in the Chayvus HaLevavos. Chayvus HaLevavos continues. He's bringing Psukim. V'nemar orer hagever shiftach ba'adam. Cursed is the person who relies on a man, v'sam basar zroyei, u'min Hashem yosar liboy, and he turns his heart away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amisha b'teach ba'Hashem, amar HaKasuv, baruch hagever asher yiftach ba'Hashem, v'hoyu Hashem miftachai. V'nemar ashri hagever shesom Hashem miftachai. V'loipana rohatim v'sotei chazav, v'rohavim v'sotei chazav. He hasn't turned to Rehovim, our people who are balikayach and gaiva, v'sotei chazav, and they turn towards the sheker to help him. The Chalavitz Alevavis brings two psukim here. He brings Baruch HaGever HaShivtach BaHashem V'Hoyo HaShem Yiftachai and Orer HaGever HaShivtach BaAdam. In the pasuk of Baruch HaGever HaShivtach BaHashem V'Hoyo HaShem Yiftachai, so there's two parts to this pasuk. Number one, blessed is the person who relies on Hashem. V'Hoyo HaShem Miftachai, and Hashem is the one who delivers faithfully towards him, to him. The Gra explains that the two parts of the pasuk are as follows. The first part of the pasuk says that a person has to rely solely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem. And the second part of the pasuk says that even when you do your own hishtadlus and you put in your human efforts, you still have to know V'hoyo Hashem Miftachai, that your reliance is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your reliance is not on the job, not on your boss. It's from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. In other words, a person thinks, Pliny gave me a job, and he's going to provide me with a paycheck. That's not the way it works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who provided the job, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to provide the paycheck as well. Now, of course, a person has to have Akaras HaTayv, and a person has to have Derech Eretz, and a person has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses Shluchim to give him his job. But a person, bottom line, has to know that where is the job and the paycheck coming from? Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach BaHashem, and Hashem, he relied on Hashem, Hashem got him the job. And now that Hashem got him the job, and now he's working, and he's making his ishtadlus, who pays his paycheck? V'hoyo Hashem miftachai. He's still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who delivers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the miftach, he's the guarantor. He's the one who pays you. He's the one who makes sure that you get what you need. The pasuk continues, Orer HaGever Shiftach Ba'adam, it's really an earlier pasuk. Cursed is the person who is Beiteach Ba'adam. He's beteach on a person, v'sam basar zroyei, u'min Hashem yosar liboy. Now, Rabbi Rubinstein explains that Hashem doesn't take it personally, kaviyachal, when we do normal averis. Normal averis of human flesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes we have Yetzahara. He says, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does take it personally when we rely on other sources. Because we say in benching, Hu noisein lechem lechol basar. He is the one who provides sustenance for everyone. And if you don't believe in that, so you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to be able to provide for the world and to provide for you. And this is one of the yesaidus ha'amuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisein lechem lechol basar. Hashem sustains and supports us. This is one of the yesaidus ha'amuna. And therefore, when a person doesn't have that, that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, one second, what's going on over here? You're limiting my ability? Person who doesn't have Avera, person who slips and his Yetzirah gets the best of him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're human. But this is a person who's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yechailas. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is a much more serious Avera. The Chayvus HaLevavos is telling us something very important here. And that is, many of us think that bitachin is a positive aspect that we can add to our lives. But if you choose to live without bitachin, okay, so then there's like neutral, status quo. But oh, b'teach, that's a big milo. Chayvus HaLevavos Davka quotes the pasuk. Of course, it's Baruch HaGever who does, but it's Orer HaGever Asher Yiftach Ba'adam. There's no status quo. Bitachin is a requirement. Bitachin brings bracha. If a person turns away from bitachin chas v'shalom, that brings aura. Now, Avada Rav Rubenstein says, this is talking about a person who recognizes Hashem and chooses to turn away. We're not talking about someone who never learned about Bitachon. And that's what we're here to do, to learn about Bitachon from the Chayvus HaLevavos. But a person who has learned all of this, and he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet he chooses to turn away, that person is Arur. But it gives us an insight into Bitachon is not just a Maila. Bitachon is integral to our lives of living as Oivdei Hashem, and a person having Menuchas HaNefesh, relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a story that he quotes. Now, first of all, the Chayvus HaLevavos later on is going to define Hishtadlus, and how to work with Hishtadlus and Bitachon, because that is a very gray area, or a very hard line to draw. However, we still have to know what true bitachon is, and we have to realize that a person who wants to be a baruch, he's baruch hagever shivtach b'Hashem. So he quotes a story from someone told him a story about a young man who was getting married, and someone asked him, how are you going to support your wife and your future family? So the chassan said, what do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability is unlimited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. And then he mumbled, and worse comes to worse, I have a very rich uncle who could help us out. He says, that's not what Bitachon is all about. That, you know, it's we have the Bitachon, but deep down we have something else that we rely on. That's not what true Bitachon is. And we are, the Chayvus HaLevavos is going to teach us and try to portray to us what a true Baiteach is. And this true Baiteach will be someone who brings bracha to his life. Baruch HaGever HaShivtach BaHashem, Ashrei HaGever Asher Sam HaShem Iftachai. Fortunate Baruch, that's what Bitachon brings. But Chas V'Shalom, without it, it's not just status quo. A person doesn't have that bracha in his life, and Chas V'Shalom, it could come to a situation that a person could even have Arur in his life. And we will continue next time.